Jan Stone Street is a Rockwell teacher in town for a convention. She saw the Pony Express Love Letters placard outside the Briscoe Western Art Museum and rushed in to create some old-fashioned Valentine letters by hand.
It takes a lot more time to sit down and write, especially in cursive, and to think your thoughts through on paper, and it's personal. You see the scratches, you see the mistakes.
She thinks her husband and daughters will love getting their letters.
I think my girls will cry. I think that's what they will do. I think my husband will just laugh and just enjoy it and say, thank you so much. And he'll be smiling from ear to ear.
For the past 2 weeks, the Briscoe has been encouraging people to come in and write these letters in longhand or on vintage manual typewriters. They're then slipped into beautiful envelopes addressed by the San Antonio Calligraphy Guild. The envelopes themselves are works of art.
Thank you. The definition of calligraphy is beautiful lettering, kalligraphos, from the Greek. But we do all different kinds of lettering. Some of it is formal. Some of it is very informal.
Leslie Winokur is one of the calligraphers who volunteered their time. She takes the duty seriously.
There has never been a time when our hands have not been our first and most sacred tools.
Stone Street and her husband live outside downtown San Antonio, so their Valentines were delivered by mail. But for downtowners, the Pony Express Love Letters Brigade steps forward. 15 volunteers from the SATX Social Ride Bike Club gathered not on horseback, but on bikes to deliver 70 letters on Friday. The Briscoe's Beth Foltz explains.
Well, last year we had 260 letters total, and 90 of them were hand-delivered.
An opportunity to spread the love.
Jennifer Kirkles came with her husband to help deliver. She admitted she hadn't gotten around to writing him a letter.
Sorry, honey.
Oh. Oh, well.
You'll get something else later. How's that?
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
It was time for delivery, and the Briscoe let me go along. First stop, we had two letters for Taylor Browning. One from a friend, and the other seemed to be from an anonymous admirer.
It's a very beautiful sentiment. It seems like a poem. I'm not sure who wrote it.
There was a tense moment as Browning was wondering who that admirer was. Then it hit her. It was her husband.
Oh, is that who it's from? That's so sweet. Oh my gosh. That's the most amazing surprise.
We packed up and headed to the second recipient, Joe Harjo.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Wow, fancy. Look at that.
His Valentine came from his wife, Julie.
Love, thankfulness, gratitude, and hope. I feel blessed.
Our last delivery took us to Elise Swintek.
Oh my goodness. This is from my very dear friend Beth. It took her time to write this out to me, and it's truly a forgotten way of telling someone that they mean something to you, especially on Valentine's Day. It just really...
At a time when communications are mostly through email and text, letter writer Lowell Tacker thinks this program needs to stick around.
I think there's something a lot more tangible about holding something and touching it and knowing somebody took the time to do that. And it's just less ephemeral than, you know, an email or a text. It's a little more personal. I'm glad there's a Pony Express is still around in 2016.
The Briscoe says it'll still be around in 2017, too. So, all you love-struck poets and writers, let the composing begin. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.